With one tweet, Chris Webber says his consortium, the Webber Group, has contacted NBA officials in order to, quote, acquire the majority interest of the Atlanta Hawks. But buying a NBA team requires more than just a recognizable name, says Joe Perez of Sports Business Daily.
Chris Webber is the sexy name for his ownership group. In reality, Chris Webber's probably buying like 5%.
And here's where all the numbers come into play. Bruce Levinson's share of the Hawks is 24%, but combined with his partner Ed Peskowitz, it's 51%. Earlier this year, Forbes valued the Atlanta Hawks at $425 million. That was 27th of the 30 NBA teams. Perez says Webber still would have to get others to come up with the rest of the cash.
It's really not that complicated. So Webber and his partners don't need to come up with the full value. They need to come up with whatever the X percentage of that value is.
By the way, anyone that wants to buy the Atlanta Hawks should check in with Mayor Kasim Reed.
That means that a prospective owner that receives my support, and I believe the support of the Atlanta City Council, will make a long-term commitment to keep the Atlanta Hawks in the city of Atlanta.
Joe Perez says typically whoever comes with the most cash gets the team. But given the bad press surrounding Bruce Levinson's racially charged email and general manager Danny Ferry's racially insensitive remarks about a player,
if one of the prospective buyers is a person of color, that may be a tiebreaker.
Perez believes if multiple bids are on the table, new ownership won't be in place for a while. Rose Scott, WABE News.